it's consistency, right? Like, you're going to come across roadblocks. That's inevitable. So you just have to have the mindset that when it happens, because it will, you just have to move past it, right? Ask the questions, ask for support, you know, raise your hand when you're stuck. Don't just suffer in silence.
Welcome to the Side Hustle Lounge. If you're looking for flexible ways to earn income, grow your mindset, and live the lifestyle you've always dreamed of, you're in the right place. So lower the lights, grab your favorite beverage, and join your host, founder of NotaryCoach.com and Amazon best-selling author of Sign and Thrive, How to Make Six Figures as a Mobile Notary and Loan Signing Agent, Bill Soroka.
Cheers, and welcome to my next guest, Luke Vanderveer. Luke discovered early on after school, taking an HR job, a 9-to-5, that was not his cup of tea. And after trying several different businesses, he's now landed on one that he loves and provides passive income. So that's what we get to talk about today. Luke, thank you so much for being here today.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Pleasure to be here.
I've been looking forward to this conversation because I think you you found something really interesting, and the idea of passive income, I know we'll talk a lot about today, really appeals to me. But before we do that, I think you sound like you're a multi-potentialite, maybe a serial entrepreneur looking for the right thing, and I think you're in good company here, myself included, but a lot of people in our audiences have tried different things. So I want to hear a little bit about some of the stuff you did before.
Yeah, I mean, jumping from side hustle to side hustle, and I had never really thought out the goal. My initial goal was just replace the job, but I hadn't considered the idea of making sure it's passive. So I started with multi-level marketing. I did that for 3.5 years.
Wow.
I know a lot of people don't make money on that. I made money with it. I actually did pretty good. I built up a team, going to conferences and trainings all over the place. It was really cool to be around people that were super motivated and positive all the time. That was nice. It was a change from the normal working environment you're used
right.
to.
Yeah.
People just complaining. So that was fun to be around and energizing. But the thing I noticed later on in meeting some of the higher up leaders that were making those crazy numbers that everybody wants to get, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 a month, was that there is no point where they can just walk away and just let the checks come in, you know, as they're just hanging out. They could take a week off like a normal job, but if they leave for a month, their team looks to them for leadership and guidance. You lead by example in that type of business. So if you stop working, so does your team. And it occurred to me that I'll never actually have passive income if I do that. So I stopped that. I tried some other ones. I tried Facebook advertising. That was a cool one too. Got to work with a lot of business owners. But again, no way to make it passive because you're constantly working on people's ads and picking up new clients. And there's all this stuff you have to do. And then sometimes in a market, you know, whatever ad you're running just kind of fatigues. Everyone in the market's already seen it. So you have to come up with a new creative, launch something else. And it's just a lot of extra work.
And you've always got to hustle for customers, right? Yeah.
Just every single one of these models, it was the same idea. You could have time and money, but there was no way to get both until I found website rental.
How do you define passive income before we jump into the website rental? How are you defining it?
I'm defining it as something that you build an asset one time that's generating an income. And then after that point, you don't have to touch it and it will keep paying you regardless if you work or not. So you're separating your ability to work from the ability to make money.
Hmm. I love that.
I mean, most people are thinking, you know, real estate, if you have, say, a rental property, you'll get paid from it. Or maybe you have, you know, a large amount of money in stocks or something and it's paying you a dividend. But you're not looking at those. I mean, rental property, obviously, a little bit of management and maintenance, but you could pay people to do that. You could pay people
True.
A management fee.
Right. Right. The one of my mentors, Brock Thomas, he calls this horizontal income. It's something that pays you while you're horizontal or sleeping.
Right.
And I love that definition as well. So you tried all these different things, and now we've landed on website rental. And before we even define what it is, how did you even, I mean, is this something that you created? Did you hear it from someone? How'd the idea get born?
Pure frustration. So I was trying all these different things. And after like four or five different side hustles, I was like, I can't, this is killing me. And I was just wasting time on YouTube. And I came across a person who was talking about generating leads for businesses. And it's kind of funny that it popped up. It's just my search history for YouTube. It must have just suggested it based on all this other stuff I was looking at.
Right.
And, you know, this guy's standing on his million-dollar mansion off the balcony in like California. And he's talking about generating leads for businesses and how you could, you know, build a site, essentially pretend you're the business, build a site, then take those leads and rent it to an actual business to fulfill the work. And I thought, well, this is genius. That's a cool concept. And I'm like, I wonder what's involved. So I started looking into SEO and all the pieces that are involved and ended up taking classes in SEO to kind of get this down and then created a whole process to be able to do this.
That's pretty incredible. So tell me, how does it work? Like when you say website rental, what does that mean?
Yeah. So you find a profitable opportunity in a marketplace. So there's a little bit of research involved and a spot where, you know, people are searching for something on Google and it looks like there's an opportunity for you to swoop in there and take some of those leads. You build a website to generate the leads and then you move that website to the top of Google so everybody sees it. Because if it's not visible, like on page one at the top, people aren't going to see it. The majority of people don't go to any other page, right? They don't have time to look through 25,000 search results.
Right.
It's one of those first few spots. So if you take that over, the leads come to you. And now with those leads in hand, your website's valuable. So now you can rent out that digital real estate to a business owner who doesn't have that, right? Maybe they're struggling to get leads, but now you have it. So you can make a deal. Just give them the leads in exchange for a fee. So it's like owning rental property. It's just online.
You know, when we first started talking, that's exactly what popped into my head, you know, because I often use the analogy that your domain name is just your address. Then you build a website and that's like your house on there. When I heard you saying website rental, I mean, this is like taking the idea of real estate and just putting it online like that. And I'm really curious, like, I'm starting to really see the opportunity here, but can you give us an example, like an industry that you've worked in or you want to work in or that can just paint the picture for somebody listening right now?
Yeah, sure. I mean, one of the first ones I did was towing. So in my home market, the population's like 90,000 people. There's three cities that are all really close to each other. So 90,000 between the three of them. And I picked the county name. Built a website for towing, ranked it for towing. And then every time anybody in that county finds or searches for towing service, you know, flat tire, my car broke down, any of this stuff, my website appears. So now all these people start calling me for towing services. But of course, I don't do towing. So right. I take those leads. I just pretend I'm the secretary, take down the info. I immediately call over to a business who actually does towing. And I'm like, hey, listen, I have a lot of people who need towing. If I could send all these people your way, can we work out some kind of deal? They're like, absolutely. What do you want to do? So I sent them some leads. They checked it out and they're like, this is amazing. You know, what do you want? I'll take $500 a month. You could have everything that comes in. And that's it. Every single month, they just keep paying and the leads keep coming in as long as I hold that top spot. And the cool thing is if you pick the right market and niche, it doesn't really move. That's why it's passive.
Yeah. And so you just change the phone number to that towing company's phone number so you get out of the way, or do you still have to filter all the calls?
No, I actually have a call tracking system that forwards the number to the business owner. And it puts there's something called a whisper message you could put on there. So it lets them know it's from me. So, you know, the business owner and the customer don't feel the difference when they're calling. The customer just calls and speaks to the business. Business connects to the customer. The only difference is on the business owner's end, they hear a little robot voice that says call from Luke or towing call from Luke, whatever it is, before it connects the customer.
Nice.
That they know how to answer.
Right. Okay. So that's brilliant. That gets my wheels turning. And what about, okay, so you just mentioned $500 a month. Was that random or is that kind of the going rate for a high performing website?
They're kind of all over the place. I mean, when I originally started, I didn't have the guts to charge more, but you could certainly charge much, much more. I think on average, you know, $500 to $5,000 is the range, probably $1,000 for most of the sites, $1,500.
Wow.
Just depending on the niche and how much value you're bringing.
Yeah, I guess the niche would make a big difference, right? Like the ticket item that they're selling.
Right.
Towing is one of those things people got to pay, right? They're in a situation and they've got to pay for that. I would imagine like roofing and air conditioning, those types of high ticket items are probably on the higher end of that.
Yeah, HVAC, you know, I got a site for yachts. Like those are $5,000 sites.
Yachts?
A couple thousand. Yeah, the yachts ones. Rental, yacht rental, not selling them, but that too, I suppose.
$5,000 a month?
Yeah, I mean, you know, one lead is $4,000 or $5,000 for them, and you send them 30, 40 leads, you'd probably charge more. My thought process behind what I'm charging is I'm going to give them 10x at least whatever I'm charging so that I don't have to look at it, because then they don't even think about it and they pay it like a bill.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer. You're packing it full of value. They've got to be a part of that.
Right.
So what's the skill set required to do this and to do it well? I know you said you took some SEO classes and learned how to do that. Is that what somebody who wants to get into this should expect to do? Should they already have that experience?
You don't really need to have that, but I mean, coming in, if you have somebody who's going to teach you the whole package, but the pieces, you need a little bit of web design. You definitely need SEO. And then you also need a really good understanding of the rank and rep business model, because there's a lot of specific things like the call tracking and setup and just how you structure deals with business owners to make it work. I know a lot of people try to just figure it out, and that never seems to work out well. It takes them a lot of time and a lot of money.
Do you have... Do you train people to do this, Luke?
I do. I have a coaching program for it.
How long have you been doing that?
Coaching's been like 2 years. Nice. I originally kind of learned the skill set and built an agency, and I was working for clients. But the thing I quickly realized was I essentially just created another job for myself, which was not my goal. So I didn't plan that one well. And you know, after I had a client call me up on like midnight on a Sunday complaining about their rankings. And the funny thing is they were number one for like 30 different keywords in a gigantic market. And I'm like, really, dude, on a Sunday? And I was like, okay, that's enough of this. So we switched over to the website rental model. And I basically told all my clients, listen, I'm not going to be doing this anymore. You know, I started giving them off to other friends I know in the industry. I'm like, listen, these guys are great at SEO. They'll take care of you. I'm switching to something else. And, you know, after doing it for a little while, they shortly came back to me and they're like, well, you know, since you're not working for us anymore, can you just teach us how to do this ourselves?
Mm.
And I was like, yeah, I suppose I could. So I started, you know, coaching program, and originally it was one-to-one. We're doing a lot of Zoom meetings, but once again, created another job for myself.
Another job, right.
How many times am I going to do this? Just can't learn.
Yeah.
So you don't have to be brilliant to make money with this. But I was doing that for a while. We're getting results one-on-one. I switched it to a group setting, which we were still able to get the same results, but now I have my time back, which was what I wanted. Right. And then I had some people who are just in normal jobs reach out and be like, yo, you got rid of your job. How did you do that? Can you show me too? And I'm like, yeah, sure. So I opened it up to everybody. So now it was business owners and 9-to-5. And that's kind of where it began and where we are now.
I love that. And I love that you have such a great attitude after learning the same lesson over and over again. I can totally relate to that. And that will probably still show up somewhere in your life too, especially if you like good ideas. So with the students that you've had so far, what's your favorite success story?
Oh man, there's a bunch of these, but probably the one that most closely relates to me. I have a student, Morgan. He's from Hawaii. And he came in to the program with previous experience. He had taken other SEO courses, these like, you know, the cheap ones, like $5-$10 or whatever on Udemy. And the problem I find with those is that they give you a lot of information for information's sake. and not all of it can be applicable. So you're like trying to figure out what can I use and what can I use. And then if you have questions, there's no one to ask. So he's taking all these courses, comes in with all this knowledge, but he's not getting any results because he doesn't know how to use the model correctly. And I was talking to him about it, and we gave him a few things to implement, taught him a couple things about Rankin Rent and how to use it appropriately. And he went from nothing to $6,600 a month in the course of 90 days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it was only with three websites. That's the other crazy part. So he wasn't afraid to charge, you know, a higher fee like a lot of people are when they come in. Mm-hmm. It's like, listen, man, it's just a mindset thing. If you provide value, you could charge whatever you want. Just make sure that what they're receiving is a lot more than what you're charging. And, you know, he charged that $2,200 a month for three different sites, hit the $6,600, and he's active Air Force. So he moved from active to the reserves, and now he's just building his business. And he recently shifted from or moved from Hawaii to Colorado. So that was really cool because he did it faster than I did. It took me, you know, 6 months to get rid of my job. Only took him 90 days.
Well, I think that's part of the benefit of having a mentor who shines the light back for you, right? Because you had to fumble around and figure some things out. You figured it out and then you share that. So hopefully the students do get a faster return than you did. Right. I love that.
Yeah. That's a cool one.
Yeah, that's a great story. What are the most obvious opportunities that you see in an industry like this?
Obvious opportunities? I think just in terms of the markets that have the potential for profit. With the SEO skill set, you could rank any website anywhere. Right. So you could work on anything. You could generate leads for horse racing. You could do anything you want. But if you want it to be specific to Rankin Rent and also to be fast, you have to find markets that are lower competition so that you're competing against people that don't have the skill set. So, you know, take personal injury lawyers, for example. Super high ticket niche. People are running Google ads and things for this, $150 a click. Like crazy, crazy fees. If you're doing SEO, $3,000-$4,000 a month to try to rank. If you're going against those people, you're competing against other marketing companies all over the world. But if I choose something like excavation in like Dayton, Ohio, I'm competing.
I was going to say Toledo.
Yeah, or Toledo. I'm competing against family businesses that have no clue how to do any of this. Mm. So if I put up a website and even have just a small amount of skill and SEO, kind of following the process and understand how to leverage Rankin Rent, you go right by all those people that have been in the business and, you know, had a website up for 20 years with just a couple months of work because they just don't have that technical knowledge. A lot of 99% of business owners don't. And even if they wanted to get it, they don't believe that they have the time to do it. So they don't even bother looking into it.
Well, it's so overwhelming. Like if you were to Google SEO training or SEO your site, I can see why people shut down with it, which creates this awesome opportunity. In fact, what occurred to me, you know, we're talking about Dayton or Toledo, and you're based where? Where are you, Luke?
Well, I was recently in New York City. I just moved to upstate New York. So Saratoga Springs, New York.
Right. Okay. And you're not limited to Saratoga Springs, right? You can pick something anywhere in the world.
Even. Yeah. Yep. I have a couple of lead gen sites that are based in other countries. And then the rest of my sites are in 48 of the 50 states.
Wow. How many do you have? Can you share ballpark?
Yeah, a couple hundred.
Nice. Any plans to expand that?
Yeah, I mean, I continuously add more to it. I've been a little bit more focused lately on just trying to implement a new fast track in my program to try to get people results as quickly as humanly possible. But it's the tough thing with this is it also kind of makes you lazy sometimes. You have to be careful with it because after you have a few of these sites, like say you imagine you take your job, you got to make, say you get a $100,000 job. You could replace that with five or six websites, right, depending on what you charge. You now have those sites, you're making the same amount of money, but you don't have to go to work for 40 hours a week, right? Maybe you're doing 5 or 10 hours a week, if that. What do? A lot of people just get lazy and it just happens. It's hard to avoid unless you're really focused on trying to create you know, a schedule for yourself to stick to, because now you don't really have to be there if you don't want to. So now you're looking for, you know, what's going to push me to, you know, build it up further, trying to find a little purpose other than just making more money.
Right. Is that part of the reason you started your course? Is that part of the give back program or?
Yeah, you know, that was also kind of a personal one. I, of course, you know, it's nice to be able to make money from a skill set, you know, but I also did it selfishly for myself. When I had a job, the thing I liked was the people. Never really cared for any of the jobs I ever did, but I always missed the people. The colleagues were fun. And working for myself for years and just doing website rental, you're by yourself. You're just in an apartment doing whatever. This work from home thing that everybody's doing for COVID, I've been doing this for like 7 years. So it's like I was used to this. Everybody else is just starting to get used to it. But it's lonely, right? If you're not forcing yourself to go get out into the world and, you know, meet people and interact, you're just kind of by yourself. And I hate that. So the coaching program allows me to still get some human interaction and help people, you know, do what I did, which feels kind of good because I could live vicariously through them when they quit their job or they get some crazy deal.
Right. Right. That's great. So speaking of lifestyle, I mean, if you're running 200 of these sites and you've got a coaching program, what's the lifestyle like in number of hours that you work and then your freedom and flexibility? Like, what do you do with your downtime?
Yeah. So, I mean, right now I still work pretty much a normal week, by choice. You know, sometimes I'll take, you know, a couple weeks off and go skiing. I went down to Georgia in the summer to golf for a week. I can't just sit around, so that the whole, you know, hang out on the beach for years is not something that I'm capable of doing. I immediately start feeling like I should be doing something. And I go right back to work because I enjoy this now. But,
yeah,
you know, you can certainly do whatever you want with your time. Like, I don't have to ask for vacation requests or whatever. It's like, you're the boss. So, you know, no alarm, wake up when you want, work when you want. You know, go, if you want to go home for Christmas for 2 weeks, you could do that. Don't know if you'd want to see your family for that long, but certainly
sounds like a long time
with, yeah. With the business model.
Love it. So you've got the website management, the online course. Do you have any other side hustles or investments that you're looking at or curious about or would encourage people to at least look at?
Other side hustles? I don't know, but I will say from, you know, doing the lead generation, just having those checks come in, I kind of like anything I want to buy or invest in, I calculate it by a lead gen site. So I'm like, if I sell a lead gen site for $1,000, how many of these do I need to be able to pay for what I want? So if I want the fancy car and that car is going to be a $3,000 a month lease, I need 3 websites rented out to be able to get that car to cover that, right? If I need, you know, I need 2 websites, 3 websites to pay my rent, I need 5 to kill my job, I need 3 for the car, I need, you know, half of a site for a TV, whatever it is. I break all of it down based on that. And I think that helps me continue to motivate myself to keep working.
Yeah.
And I think it's a good way to kind of calculate what you want. But then any of that excess money straight into crypto, stock, and of course buying real estate to create an extra stream of income. Because I do believe not having all your eggs in one basket. And even though I don't believe Google is going anywhere anytime soon because they just keep eating up more and more market share, I think it is smart to have other means of income as well. So I've been purchasing rental properties and other things.
All right. Thank you for sharing that. I really appreciate that. I think it's important to, I'm a huge proponent of multiple streams of revenue. And I'm always curious as to what people do with that. And I'm glad you mentioned crypto too. Crypto is one of those things I don't understand. I read the magazines. I've got all kinds of apps on my phone. I'm going to figure it out, but just keeping my eye on it. So thank you for sharing that. Now,
I think it makes a lot of sense.
Well, I'm glad it does to you. I gotta figure it out. I gotta sit down. I gotta read a book about it. That's how I learn stuff. But before we wrap up here, I really appreciate you sharing all this. But there's one question I always like to ask, especially for something new and creative like this. You've got some experience coaching. We've got great success stories. You have your own. not everybody succeeds at everything. So in your experience, who fails at this business?
It's the people who don't have the right mindset. And I know it's weird to say because you'd think maybe it's technical or something like that, but it's really mindset. Your mind is an incredibly powerful thing. And if you believe you can't do something, you can't. You just give up. But if you believe you can do it and then you actually apply the things you learn consistency, you will get results. It's just a matter of time. You just have to keep going. And I mean, that's really the only difference between the people who are doing, you know, $10,000, $20,000 a month with this and who've left their job and the people who said it didn't work. It's not that it didn't work. It's that you didn't work. You have to keep going.
So maybe they stumble, they don't get the results they want fast enough, so they just quit.
Yeah. And I mean, you just, it's consistency, right? Like you're going to come across roadblocks. That's inevitable. So you just have to have the mindset that when it happens, because it will, you just have to move past it, right? Ask the questions, ask for support, you know, raise your hand when you're stuck. Don't just suffer in silence.
Great advice. But since you brought up mindset, and I'm right there with you, I mean, I love the growth mindset and learning and constantly expanding. How do you do it? What's your method for growing yourself? Are you a reader? Do you take courses, meditation? Like what's your strategy?
Well, so I absolutely hate reading. So audiobooks.
All right.
The books that people say, oh, you should go buy these. I'll just get audiobooks for everything. And then every time I'm in the car or driving anywhere, audiobook comes on. I listen to it an hour in the morning, just every day of one of them. And then anytime I'm traveling anywhere. And when you constantly have that kind of in the back of your mind, it's shaping the way you think and you don't even notice it happening, but it's helping you.
It's so true. If you could pick one book that changed everything for you, what would it be?
Oh, geez. I don't know if it's a book, but Tony Robbins, it was actually a seminar. He said model success. Mm-hmm. The idea was find someone who has what you want, you know, model what they're doing, and you'll get the same or similar results. And I love that because it's applied so well in every, you know, business I've tried. Find somebody who's where you want, find a way to do the same thing.
He resonated with me as well. He said, success leaves clues, which speaks exactly to what you're talking about right there. There's a little trail you can follow. So what a great way to end our time here together today. Guys, if you're listening to this, you're intrigued by what Luke is talking about here with website rentals as much as I am, check out the VIP room in the Side Hustle Lounge. I'll have links to the free training webinar that Luke provides on his website in there. It's completely free that you can take a look at and then get dialed in and get into Luke's orbit and learn more about this. Visit sidehustlelounge.com/VIP room. Luke, thank you so much for your time today and getting my wheels turning again, which is just what I needed.
Hey, no worries. I love talking about this stuff.
Awesome. Well, I'm sure you'll be hearing a lot from me and our listeners.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to the Side Hustle Lounge podcast. You know, if you follow me on Instagram and social media, you already know that my pets play a huge role in my life, and I include them as part of the family. They are part of my why. Dexter and Violet bring so much joy and love into my life that I always want to make sure that they are well tended to and healthy. That's where my Toto pet insurance policy comes in. Toto was voted best pet insurance company in 2021 by Forbes Advisor, and it's known as the pet insurance company with a heart and without the gotchas. There's no network of obscure vets that I'm forced to choose from, so I get to pick my pet's doctor. And then depending on the policy I select, I can be reimbursed up to 90% of the vet bill. And they make it easy to use. You visit any vet, you submit a claim, you get cash back. It's pet insurance, finally done right. If you'd like to support the show, get coverage for your own fur babies, and maybe even give yourself some peace of mind at the same time, get an instant quote today on Toto's easy-to-use website at sidehustlelounge.com/Toto. That's T-O-T-O.
T-O.